Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Jason Stark with us here after hours. So we're inside of 2 weeks now until opening night. As you look at these next 2 weeks, what are the biggest challenges for baseball to make sure it stays on track toward opening night?
Let's hope, Amy, that they've got the whole testing thing down. That wasn't going so hot initially, right? It was a combination of circumstances. I'm willing to give them a little benefit of the doubt, but they have to make this work. Just think that if you ever ran into a situation like what happened to the Nationals last week, where the general manager has to put out a statement saying, we don't feel it's safe to work out. If that ever happened during the season, you'd have to start canceling games, right? So that part of it has to get figured out. And I think the other thing to look for is, right, now that they've finished the initial testing, let's see where the rate of positive tests goes. So far, so good, it seems like, but I'm not an infectious disease doctor. I don't even want to play one on the radio. So let's just see where this goes. The biggest thing I think everybody worries about is internal spread of the virus inside a team.
Sure. You know, it's really impressive, though. You talk about the initial rounds of intake testing. I am confident that basketball, hockey, football, they would all take a rate of under 2%. I mean, that's really impressive given the number of people that were tested initially for baseball to get into all of its home markets.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I don't really want to jump to any conclusions on this. I have been talking to infectious disease specialists myself, just to educate myself. Mm-hmm. And I mean, what they tell me is, as long as the rate is around 1%, give or take some percentage points, right? That's probably an acceptable rate as long as nobody gets seriously ill. I mean, the rate of positive tests of asymptomatic people in the country is around 1%. So 1% is at least normal. I mean, what you worry about is all of a sudden there's a round of testing and it jumps up to 3 or 4%, or you have a team where it's 3, 4, 5, 6 people. That's a real problem. If one team has to shut down and the league tries to keep going, it gets complicated fast.
It definitely does. Something else, though, that I take away as a positive is that, unlike a bubble where you are kind of stuck because everybody is inside that bubble, if you have a team that ends up with maybe a small outbreak, a handful of guys, well, then you're still essentially keeping them, or they are, away from most of the other teams in baseball. So I guess that's my next question, Jason. What happens if there is, let's say, a team that has a situation like what we saw in MLS, where there are 9 players or there are 5 players who have the virus? What is baseball's plan then?
You know, I just wrote a column about this for The Athletic, and there are a lot more questions than answers, obviously.
Yes.
Look, there's no real standard for what would have to happen to shut down a team. But, you know, I would say the language and the agreement comes down to Rob Manfred will know it when he sees it.
Oh, gosh.
And I don't know what happens if he thinks there's enough of an outbreak to shut a team down, but that team doesn't want to get shut down, or the union doesn't want them to be shut down. Then you've got a disagreement that would have to go to a grievance. And, like, imagine that situation. So that's a big worry. Here's another thing. How long would they have to shut down? All right, say it's one team, okay? Say you can get that one team under control in a couple of weeks, but it's a 60-game season. A team that misses 2 weeks when there's so little opportunity even to make up the games, 15 games is 25% of the season. Like, imagine a Yankee-Red Sox race where the Yankees play 60 games, but the Red Sox only play 45. Or, I mean, in football, imagine the Packers play all 16 games, but the Vikings only play 12, and the Vikings have a better percentage or whatever. Like, they're just so many odd ramifications. But as I keep trying to remind myself, if the only thing that we lose in this baseball season is games, it will have been okay, right?
Yes, absolutely. Considering how hard they've worked to get to this point, I hope they can push through. It's always great to have our friend Jason Stark from The Athletic and MLB Network with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. So let's talk actual baseball. It feels weird, I know, but we're going to do it anyway. So,
yeah.
60-game season. Seriously, what does that mean, Jason? What does that mean for a sport that you covered for so long that it doesn't look anything like what we're used to?
Yeah, we're used to a baseball season being this long, leisurely journey from April, you know, way on out in the distance to September, some September Sunday where the leaves are falling, the NFL's playing in the background. That's not going to describe this season. I feel like 60 games is like baseball's version of the Olympic 400-meter relay. A four-game losing streak is the mathematical equivalent of a 10-game losing streak. I even wrote a column a week or so ago that explained why a 7-game losing streak would be like a 19-game losing streak. So, you know, teams in baseball, they have a bad week. You can't afford to have that bad week this year. There's no margin for error. So I think just that sense of urgency that is going to surround every series, and maybe even every game, is going to be cool as long as we can get to opening day.
So 50 games last year into the season. So it was the beginning, but it's 50 games. And the Nationals, who ended up as the World Series champs, were 19-31 through 50 games. That's the lowest point of their schedule, 50 games. Could you imagine last year? It would have been totally different. We would have had a completely different winner in 2019.
Yeah, and look, the weirdness of this season, I think, in some ways is going to be fun. It wouldn't be fun for a team like that, you know. Even after 60 games, they, as hot as they got, they'd only climbed to 27-33. You're not going to get into the playoffs if you have a losing record, and so there's no time in a season like this to get healthy and get your act together. That's going to be a really strange part of it. I just wrote a piece the other day in The Athletic about some of the aberrational things that could happen, how the impossible could happen. You know, it's not impossible that a team like the Tigers could win the World Series, because 60 games is so different from the marathon. And here's an example. The Rockies last year had a 60-game streak in which they went 37-23. In all their other games, they went 34-68.
Oh, gosh.
So if you go 37-23 this year in these 60 games, you're probably going to be the best team in baseball. You'll be like, we'll think you're the best team in baseball. Even if in a normal season, you would have reminded us in the other games that you were really more like the 62 Mets. Okay. That's how strange baseball seasons can get. Over 60 games, teams don't necessarily define themselves in a normal season, but I think I've mentioned to you before, normal is not a word that's going to describe this season.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. That word is so foreign on my tongue. So I was looking at your Twitter, Matthew Boyd for the Cy Young then. Is that where you're going?
Eno Saris and I wrote this piece, and we were looking for just guys who would be outside our normal box who could do stuff, right? And so Matthew Boyd kind of caught my attention because he had a stretch last year, 60 games by the Tigers, in which he piled up these unbelievable strikeout numbers, right? 13.5 strikeouts per nine innings. There's only been one pitcher in the history of baseball who had a strikeout rate that good over a full season. That was Gerrit Cole last year. But there is no full season this year, right? And so what happens if a guy like that with swing and miss stuff, who maybe can't stay healthy or can't keep the ball in the park over the course of the 6 months, but has a 60-game stretch where everybody is swinging and missing, like that pitcher could wind up winning a really strange Cy Young. And so, like, we picked his name out of the air. We could have picked other names, but that's just an example of why this season has a chance to be so odd.
He's a senior writer for The Athletic. Jason Stark with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. So then what teams or what kind of teams, even if we're not talking specifics, but what kind of teams does a 60-game season favor?
Well, it's certainly going to favor the teams that stay healthy, that don't have a lot of positive tests. I keep mentioning how odd it is to think about this, but if you lose a player for 2 weeks in a normal season, I mean, that's not even 10% of the season.
Right, doesn't
matter. If you lose a player for 15 games out of this season, he's just missed 25% of the season. And so, like, I look at a team like the Yankees. They feel like they're built to be a super team no matter how long the season is. But suppose they have the kind of injuries this year that they had last year. It wouldn't take much to derail even what should be a great team. If things go wrong, you just don't have the ability to recover from a bad week, let alone two bad weeks, whether it's because of injuries or anything else. So I just think the standings could wind up being weird, no matter how talented you are, no matter how deep you seem to be right now.
We have continue to see, you know, a player or two a day who are opting out on Friday. Buster Posey with the awesome news that he and his wife are adopting identical twin baby girls. The reaction around Major League Baseball, I know it's been a tenuous offseason at best, but what's been the reaction around baseball to different guys deciding this season's not for them?
Well, I was worried about this a week or so ago. I wrote a month ago about the idea that players were going to opt out, and some of them were going to be big names, big stars. I think Buster Posey qualifies. And, you know, there's a group of players who are clearly high risk medically, mm-hmm. and everybody will understand when they opt out. They get salary, they get service time. That part is pretty clear cut. But then there's everybody else. Players, there are players opting out who are saying they're not comfortable, who maybe just don't want to deal with all the challenges, considering the, you know, how many millions of dollars worth of pay cut they're taking. But nobody's saying that. And so far, I think there's been a level of understanding by almost everybody that there are valid reasons not to play. And in the case of somebody like Buster Posey, who can't relate to that as a fellow human, that you have newly born, newly adopted twins born prematurely in the neonatal ICU? Yeah. Is that the right terminology?
Yes.
And so his choice would be, we just adopted twins, now I've got to spend the next 3 to 4 months living apart from my family. That's a really difficult choice to make. But, you know, the other thing that we're seeing is these players who have opted out so far are players who could afford to. The younger players have to play no matter what, no matter what their family situation is, right? No matter what the circumstances may be. And so I know players who have decided to live apart from their family. Aww. During this season. And they don't qualify as high risk, but they definitely qualify as human beings who are going through challenges that we don't ordinarily think of athletes going through.
Mm, for sure. Jason Stark with us here on CBS Sports Radio. I love asking this question of people who covered their particular sport for a long time. And I know you and I have had so many conversations about baseball that are nothing like this. But what do you miss the most?
Oh, I just miss the daily presence of baseball. You know, it's just, I'm one of those people. You know, I don't know. I don't know many people in the world who love baseball more than me, who love their jobs more than I love mine. And it just, for me, during the baseball season, baseball is a friend. You know, it's something to care about, something to pay attention to, something to watch and listen to and think about and talk about every day. And like, I'll just give you an example. On a Sunday afternoon, I miss being able to put a baseball game on if I'm home, right? And I often am home on Sunday afternoons just working on stuff. I'll admit to this. I've gone fishing on YouTube looking for a game to just throw up there because I miss it.
Oh,
I don't know. Does that make me crazy?
No.
It just makes me somebody who loves the sport I cover, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, I always call it the soundtrack of summer. I mean, it's always the background for me. I love listening to baseball play-by-play on the radio. I just like having it on, even if it's not a game that is high profile. But it's like a friend and a companion. And
that's right.
It does feel like that friend or companion is currently in hibernation.
You know, I told Dwayne Kuiper that there's nothing I love more than late at night, you know, after I finish work or after I come home from the park or late in a Sunday afternoon, to flip on a Giants game and listen to him and Mike Kruko. And he texted me back and he said, "Well, if you don't have Ambien, there's always us."
That's fantastic.
It's actually way more fun than that.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Well, it is always good to talk to you, and it always good. We always laugh. No matter what's going on, we always laugh.
That's so, a good plan.
Yeah. You can find Jason on Twitter at J-A-Y-S-O-N. So Jason S-T, Jason Stark, senior baseball writer at The Athletic. You'll also see him on MLB Network as games return. And does it feel like forever ago winning the Spink Award at the Baseball Hall of Fame a year ago?
It's a year ago this week.
Oh, my gosh.
We think about it all the time.
Good. I'm so glad. Well, it's great to have you, and we will talk to you again soon, Jace.
Amy, it is always a pleasure. Great to talk to you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.